This is Jay Krishnamurti's fifth discussion with students at Claremont Colleges, 1968.
I think we ought to go rather deeply into the question of authority. And to understand the total feeling of authority, not any one particular authority, the authority of the parents, the authority of the experts, the authority of the so-called teachers who say they know. But consider this rather complex problem, how man, human beings, each one, accept so readily authority, follow it, conform ourselves to the pattern set by the original author. I wonder why one accepts authority. Please don't say, bring in the child, mustn't the child have authority of the parent and so on. But we're talking amongst grown-up people. So we're asked why we human beings accept authority. Obviously, it is out of fear. Older generations think they know, and we don't know. We are rather frightened of going wrong and making a mistake, being rather uncertain, wishing to be secure, and we accept authority. The authority of the specialist, the authority of the teacher, guru, and all the rest of it. And most of us, being frightened, wanting to find some kind of safety, security, we obey. One sees the tyrannical dictators with their authority, and the more one is liberal, democratic, one revolts that kind of authority, against that kind of authority. But the authority of a church, of those who represent the entity who knows, we accept that very easily. Again, there is this problem of authority, obedience, and fear. There is the authority of the law. There is the authority of the expert. There is the authority of the one who knows, psychologically, spiritually. And we don't know, or we pretend not to know, because we want to be quite sure that we are doing the right thing. And if one rejects or understands the whole structure of authority and rejects it, not only the authority of another, but also one's own authority of experience,